These are meetings that we have been hosting, starting with one where we launched the diaspora policy, followed by a delegation from Australia of top Australian business people. And then we've had visitations from China and many other African and global investors, who seem to be warming up to our situation in terms of investment. And yesterday's meeting was one of the biggest conferences where intellectuals from around the globe, business people, researchers, and opinion leaders attended to deliberate on issues of importance to Zimbabwe as well as to the world. And this meeting, as you personally may have been informed, was presided over by the Vice President, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was the guest of honor. And that was followed by deliberations, which looked at issues to do with inclusive development, the sustainable development goals, sectorally, and what needs to be done, and the challenges that have been faced.
And lastly, the issue that some investors were raising is that Zimbabwe is not investor-friendly. They are pointing to the indigenization law. How are you explaining that to them?
No, we are also, as part of our deliberations and through these engagements, asking investors or potential investors to tell us what it is that makes them feel Zimbabwe is not attractive compared to other areas where they've invested in. And some are actually coming forward with very, very progressive views, and they are giving precedences elsewhere. And we are dealing with those issues.